to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
How blessed are we? God as you is magnificent. Thank you. So this morning, we're looking at what community does from the perspective of what it does, it being the divine it. We started out talking about the thing itself as community, and then we looked at the way it works and understood that as community. And this morning, we're going to look at what it does. And most of us, self-included, up until the past 48 hours, I would have said it creates. And what I'm understanding now is that it created. It is creation. It doesn't continuously create. It expresses creation. Creation already happened. It is, we see, it finally, boom, the light came on. That if this one thing is everything, then there's nothing new to create. Everything already exists. And the idea of creating something new suggests that it doesn't. And I was like, huh, didn't see that coming. And yet there it is. And it's a subtlety that happens because we use language, right? This idea that God is with us. Really? How? This book is with me. This book is with me. Each of you in physical form is here in this room with me. We are God as. God as. Because that tiny little four-letter word with separates us. It separates us from the truth of our being. And what's really interesting is how many of us don't even know our own biology and will default. Well, we're born separate. No, we're not. No, we're not. Childhood development. Babies do not know they are separate when they are born. They are born, and this just moves me to a place that we are born knowing our oneness. We are born undifferentiated from everything in our environment. We have no awareness of separation when we're born. None. So what happens? Right? At least that's where it takes me. It's like, well, then what happened? What happened is humanity. What happened is planet Earth. What happened is the infinite expresses to expand its experience. If it doesn't give us free will, if we don't have choice, then it would simply replicate itself and there would be no expansion. Right? We would have no awareness of individualized desire. if we had no self-awareness at this human level. The challenge, again, it's the paradox. It's the both and. Babies somewhere around 4 to 6 months begin to become aware sensationally that they're separate, because they begin to become aware of their skin, literally, of their skin. They don't start really becoming aware of separate the way we go through life thinking about separation until 15 to 18 months. And what has happened in that 15 to 18 months? Can you say mama? Can you say daddy? Can you say lamp? Can you say fan? We are taught to be separate. Our whole indoctrination is separation. So, of course, all of a sudden it takes root and mentally we're separate. Mentally, but we're still not separate. See, nothing that can happen in conditioned thinking can actually make us separate. Because if there's really only one thing here and it's everywhere present, where are we gonna go? Where are we separating to? I'm just saying. The challenge is, how do we get back? How do we get back to the self-awareness, the divine self? Because all of us are pretty aware of our human selves. Like it or not, we have way more awareness of our human selves than most of us admit. I'm just saying. Don't make us bad folks. Just makes us folks. Ernest Holmes says this. The divine mind is infinite. It contains all knowledge and wisdom. But before it can reveal its secrets, it must have an outlet. This outlet we shall be compelled to supply through our own receptive mentalities. Anybody in here ever experienced a fully charged garden hose with a kink in it? It was full of water, right? It's already present. It's already here. The infinite hose is simultaneously the hose and the water. Our thinking is the kink. We don't have to go to the spiritual Home Depot or Lowe's and get a new hose. We don't need a divine plumber to install a new spigot. We need to turn it on and remove the kinks that we put in the hose. What better place to do that than community? Look around the room. Meet your kinks. Yeah, I went there. And I went there because I knew who would be there to meet me. I'm just saying. I know my people. And I know you out there went the same place. We help each other because we reflect. And then we actually, you know, somebody can get this into the hose and somebody can get this into the hose. And, you know, you get to pick which end of the hose you're at. And if you're at the open end of the hose, you might not want to do this. I don't know about you, but as a kid, I learned your siblings will kink the hose on purpose so that... No, really, watch it. It'll be there in a minute. And sometimes we do that with each other in community. Stop setting each other up. It's unnecessary. We don't need to do that. But we do get to commune with one another. We get to gently say, feels like there might be a kink here. Can we work together to unkink the hose so that we're flowing together? Whatever metaphor works for you, this is a proving ground for consciousness. We get to call each other to a different understanding. One of the most beautiful and yet challenging things that Holmes talks about in this chapter of what we do is this idea of hope. Right? Hope is a great thing until it's not. Sometimes it's not. Because sometimes many people correctly begin their treatment. I know that the principle of infinite intelligence within me will direct me, etc. Then they complete it with the thought, well, at least I certainly hope so. Yeah. Hope is a subtle illusion. It already is true. And that, if you find yourself with that little, at least I hope so, great. Lean into it, because what it's informing you is a kink in your hose. It's called unbelief. And so you get to unkink that hose. You get to deal with that belief. You get to remember, because the hose is already charged. The water is already in it. Creation already is. We are how it expresses. Just like the sun expresses through rays of light, the infinite is expressing through rays of humanity. It can only express what we agree with. It will never make you brighter. It can't make you brighter, but it won't force you to shine brighter than you're willing to shine. It won't force you to know more than you're willing to know. This isn't about knowing something more. It's not about looking outside of yourself to learn something. It's about remembering what we already know. You are infinite intelligence and form. Everything you need to know, you already are. We just have to unkink the hose and remember. And so how do we do that? We do that with one another. We do that lovingly. And sometimes, bless our hearts, we're not so loving. And then we get to deal with that. But if we don't own it, we don't ever deal with it. There is an art to an apology. Maybe we will do a workshop on that. Or actually, maybe Deborah will do a workshop on that, because she's done that workshop numerous times and she's quite good at it. Every night, this is a different version, so I got to find it here for just a second. Every night before I go to bed, and every morning when I get up, in my other Science of Mind book, I read, it's called The Final Conclusion. Well, I could look in the beginning here. And what he's talking about in that, while I'm looking for it, because I didn't know I was supposed to read it until just now, where I'd have had it marked. It happens. See, here's the other thing about removing the kink in your hose. Get used to surprises, because they will show up. (Clears throat) Well, I'm not finding it. If I had the one that looks like a Bible, I have it marked. Here's essentially what he's saying in the final conclusion, is that it's much easier to talk about this stuff than to live it. Community is where we learn to live it. This is the safe space, but only if we make it safe. Only if we make it safe. That's part of what's driving the identifying our seven core values. What makes this community what it is? You do. I want your voice to be heard. And so I'm going to constantly be coming to you for, as a community, what do you see? Because we all have a little different perspective. It's like a prism. Same light's coming in, but it's coming out in different colors. Right? And so we're going to keep doing these things, and we're going to keep circling back, and we're going to keep growing. We're lighting the candles every Sunday because you came to me and said, we want to do this every Sunday now that we're here every Sunday. Now, I just want to be really clear. Just because you come to me and say you want to do it is no indication that everybody's going to get their way. That's not possible. It's just not. So let me just burst that balloon right now. And we will talk about things. If I'm not sure, I'll tell you I'm not sure. And we'll talk about it and we'll circle back. What I most want to know is what's alive in you individually and how I can support you in being that. And then what's alive for you in community and how we can all support that. And that is a work in process. We can only be the community that we open to being. We can only, as a community, be the greatest expression of the infinite that we already are to the degree that we collectively open to becoming aware of what we already are and then being willing to express it. And so, if you have community kinks in your hose, look around you. You have plumbers that will help you sort it out. You have gardeners that will help you get it unkinked. Use each other. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. How we agree to be used. Let's take this into prayer. I close my eyes so that I am undistracted by the world of condition I stand in. I bow my head in reverence to an invisible magnificence that I feel in the essence of my being. And I remember the oneness of life, everywhere present, whole, perfect, and complete, lacking nothing. And I know that I am that expressing itself in physical form. I know that all life is that expressing itself in form. Every human I meet is God expressing as. Every grain of sand, God expressing as. Every caress of wind, God expressing as. Every raindrop, God expressing as. And so I commit my awareness to know, to live in a state of awareness that no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, God is hanging out with God. God is expressing God. God is being God. Everything, every moment, an outlet for the divine. Grateful. Grateful for the truth that law, a divine attribute of creation, is simply responding to itself, saying yes to what already is, recognizing, there's an awareness, there's an opening. Here you go. So grateful. So in this gratitude, I recognize there ain't nothing for me to do but let go. In this human awareness, in this human brain. So I let go, nothing to do, nothing to control, only God to receive. And so I do. And I invite you to join me as we anchor it by saying together, Ashe. Shalom. Aho. Amen. And so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, ColumbiaCSL.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@ColumbiaCSL.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.